health, diet, fitness, lifestyle. You're listening to It's Your Health Radio. And here's your host, Lisa Davis.
Hello and welcome to It's Your Health. I am very glad to be joined by Dr. Raj. He is an orthopedic surgeon. Hello, Dr. Raj, and welcome to It's Your Health.
Hi, Lisa. Thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you so much for coming on. All right, Dr. Raj, for people who aren't familiar, tell us about orthopedics in general, and then let's get into some of the surgeries that you do and what types of injuries you see.
Orthopedics is probably one of the most unrecognized fields for years. Now people are realizing it more because we're having more and more weekend warrior type injuries. So as an orthopedic surgeon, I have to surgically and medically treat any component of our musculoskeletal system. That's bones, joints, encompassing arthritis, fractures, tendon ruptures. So we see a lot of sports injuries, and we see a lot of people who just wear their joints out. Mm. And we also see a lot of bulging discs. So it's a field that's huge. I mean, anything that's involving activity involves what I deal with.
Oh, I see. Now, what role does a physical therapist play in conjunction with an orthopedist or an orthopedic surgeon?
Well, a physical therapist is a very valuable, you know, component of my professional team. And what a physical therapist can do is recognize or treat that areas that are susceptible or have been injured by focusing on muscle strengthening, range of motion, and modalities to decrease inflammation. So taking at the component of requiring medications, and a good physical therapist is worth its weight in gold. So, I mean, we work very synergistically.
Oh, that's great. I'm really lucky. Locally, I have a fantastic physical therapist who's also a chiropractor. So it's really nice. I had some issues with my knees. I could do my physical therapy and then he could work on my back. You know,
that's great.
It was perfect. So what types of surgeries do you do? Are there a lot of knee replacements? And if you can tell us how the technology has changed in recent years.
Yes. You know, I do knee replacements, knee scopes, hip replacements, shoulder rotator cuff repairs, shoulder decompressions, fracture surgeries. The most common surgery I probably do, especially with the change in our population, mm-hmm. is a combination of knee scopes and knee replacements. Because what's happening now is younger people who have damaged their knees from overuse years ago were told, hey, listen, our technology is not there yet, so wait until you're 60 before you come back and see me and just use a wheelchair, canes, and you know, take medications because you're too young for any knee reconstructive procedure. Where I fit in now is I'm amalgamating these two worlds as an expert in sports medicine as well as joint replacements. I'm a guy who can look at you and say, yeah, okay, you may be 25, you need a knee replacement, I can do it.
Wow.
You know, I'm not going to wait. Or vice versa, you may be 74, you may need a sports medicine knee scope. So having the experience in both worlds, I'm able to combine all the latest and greatest technologies to provide a person who is transitioning from a damaged knee to an arthritic knee. With respect to our technologies and our knee replacements, 10, 15 years ago, survivorships for knee replacements used to be about 10 years.
Mm.
Now, with the newer technologies, recognizing that a knee meant for a man is not the same knee we should put in a woman because our anatomies are different.
Mm-hmm.
You know, simple points. We're realizing that our knees are lasting up to 20, 25 years now with this newer technology.
That's fantastic. Now, you mentioned the scope. What is involved in that?
A scope is a minimally invasive procedure where basically make a half a centimeter incision where I put a camera into the knee, and then I have a second half a centimeter incision where I put my tools in. So what a scope allows me to do on a minimally invasive basis, it allow me to fix any meniscal issues, which is a bumper cushion in the knee, fix any cartilage issues, or, you know, mitigate any damage or loss of cartilage that may occur on a more accelerated motion by taking care of it to a degree at that time with the technology or lasers I have at the point.
Wow, I'd like to see you. I have something called chondromalacia patella, which, you know, where you have the patella that kind of scrapes against the femur, right? Do I have that right? The end part of it.
Right?
Okay. So my knee does this funny clicking thing, but I've been doing a lot of strength training to strengthen the muscles around it. How much can that help to perhaps prevent having to have surgery? Or obviously it depends on each person.
Well, yeah, strength training can help quite a bit because with women, your kneecaps are comparatively smaller than men.
Mm-hmm.
So the problem with smaller kneecaps is you have greater forces going through a smaller area.
Oh.
It's akin to walking on one nail versus 100 nails. So that's why chondromalacia is more common in women, number one. Number two, when you go up and down stairs, when you probably feel it more, there's seven times your body weight that goes through your kneecap area.
So if
you have an extra 10 pounds you shouldn't have or 20 pounds, that's 70 to 140 pounds extra force going through your kneecap area. You know, on a simplistic basis, there's a breaking point for the cartilage. And when that cartilage wears down, you'll get the clicking and inflammation.
Mm.
So if we focus on simply strengthening the muscles that support the kneecap, we will reduce those joint reactive forces combined with weight loss, if that's an issue with the patient at the time. You'll significantly reduce the issues, and physical therapy on a lot of occasions can actually correct the situation.
Oh, that's great. See, now that I have you, I'm asking these personal questions. My daughter and I both, and I'm sure the listeners can relate, because I think this happens to a lot of girls and women. We really pronate, unfortunately, like our feet really tip in, and that can damage the knees as well, right? Because that kind of sets you up to be in the wrong position. And how important is it to... Would you see an orthopedist, or who would you see to help correct, maybe put orthotics in, or who do you see for that?
Yeah, with pronation, it definitely can change your mechanics and overload certain aspects, especially of your kneecap area.
Yeah.
So, you know, the first person you should actually see, especially if it's a hereditary problem.
Yeah.
And
my mom had it too.
Yeah, you know, I would go to a licensed physical therapist.
Okay.
Start off with to focus on retraining your gait patterns, number one. Because what happens is when you pronate, a lot of the muscles that cause you to pronate start getting tight.
Oh.
And when they start getting tight, it's not so much a bony issue, it's a muscular issue.
Interesting.
Because the muscles on the antagonistic side start getting weak. So if you have a good physical therapist who focuses on strengthening those adductors in your hip area that cause you to pronate, or your, you know, tibialis posterior in your ankle, it'll actually help you stretch them out and strengthen the outside external rotators. You're less likely to pronate. So good physical therapist.
If that doesn't
work, an orthopedist.
All right. Now, am I right in that it seems more common in women, just from what I've seen in girls? With the pronating and the knees kind of going in. I swear there's pictures of me as a kid, Dr. Raj, and it's crazy. I'm like, how do my parents not take me? I mean, I was like, my knees were practically touching. I was so pronated. It's just, it's crazy.
You know what? It's so common in women being knock-kneed and pronation that, you know, again, it's that physiologic difference between a man and a woman. I mean, think about this. For years, women were getting knee replacements that were meant for men. And you scratch your head and you say, why did this knee fail so quickly at 10 years?
Oh, yeah.
Because it's oversized. So the knee implant would scratch, irritate the tendons or ligaments and cause rupture of the tendons or ligaments.
Oh, I see. Now, what kind of issues then do you see with men more than with women, would you say, based on their, you know, anatomy and physiology?
With men, I mean, what I commonly see is, you know, more meniscal type injuries.
Mm.
So men are more susceptible to, because they're more larger joint areas, heavier, more susceptible to meniscal type injuries, especially degenerative type of tears.
Oh, okay. And that also has to do with that weekend warrior situation too, where they don't work out much, then the weekends they go nuts. Is that what
that's the basis of a lot of my clientele.
Oh, wow.
Actually, as of recent, I told my wife, I said, I think I'm going to take up MMA. And then she looked at me, she goes, you're going to do what? So that's an extreme example that I believe I'm 19, I'm not.
Yeah. And that's the mixed martial arts, right?
Yes.
Okay, the MMA. Well, I just want to mention, Dr. Raj, that you are an avid volunteer within your community, and you're a proud member of Iraq Star. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, Iraq Star is a nonprofit organization that was started by a plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. And basically what he does is he provides free medical treatment for our veterans who've gone to war, who have no income or no means to cover a higher level of service or even basic services. So, you know, as of recent, I think we had one guy who had his arm fractured from a machine gun injury. He had multiple surgeries. He had skin grafts over it, and he had what we call extra bone that was knocking against his muscles, tendons, so he had so much pain in his arm. It was great. I teamed up with a top plastic surgeon in Beverly Hills. He was flown in from, I believe, Phoenix, and I shaved down the bone area, removed the issue, and he re-repaired the skin graft. So combination of two expert surgeons, he ended up with an amazing result, and these are higher level services that are not necessarily provided at the VA.
Oh, I am so glad. That is so nice. Dr. Raj, you are so nice, and you are welcome back anytime on It's Your Health. How do people learn more about you and your wonderful work?
Well, a lot of my work and my world is on my website, and my website is www.drhipandkneecom. So that's drhipandknee.com with the DR.
Well, I'd love to have you back and we can talk about hips. And I also want to mention, I used to work in aquatic therapy, and it's such a great way for recuperation. I'd love to talk with you about that as well. So thank you so much for coming on It's Your Health.
No, I really appreciate it. So I had a great time.
Thanks
for listening. For more information, go to itsyourhealthnetwork.com.